Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Tuesdays are much better than the losing Tuesdays, are they not?
Oh, I like it.
Babble not allowed here on the Good Day program. It is the 17th of October. That would be a groovy Tuesday. We are here for your mental health and well-being. We have a lot of things that we can predict over the course of the next however many hours you have. You can listen to us forever and ever and ever and ever because what happens on this program goes on and on and on and on. I know you think some of the discussions go on and on and on. But at gooddayshow.com, you can connect with us. You listen to an hour or so in the first part of the morning and then on the afternoon, maybe the ride home. You want to hear what else Jay had to say. So that's the way to do it. Here we are to celebrate today. Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen on the Good Day program. If the fact that the solar eclipse on Saturday escaped your oracle, your pinnacle, your the ability for you to see it, you're in luck. Because the stunning photos of this cosmic spectacle are rolling in. And you can
so
go to
pretty.
The NASA. Huh? Who's your what?
It was so pretty. What I always think about whenever there's some kind of epic situation happening in the sky, whether it is a solar eclipse or something happening at night, and the clouds block it.
Yeah. I have a listener.
For a clear day.
Whose name is Ed, who traveled across the country to watch the eclipse, went to the Bryce Canyon National Park, which is in Utah, here this program on the station of Salt Lake City. He said that it's like seeing these unique experiences that come rarely. That's why I went. That's why I came to see. It's about as rare as it gets. How about that for an attitude? That's pretty cool, right? There are lots of people who saw this ring of fire. And the pictures and that sort of thing, something to behold. And there's nothing, you can't come up with anything bad about it, right? Except you're not supposed to look at the sun directly, but you can look, mm-hmm. I think, in this circumstance, you can.
Well,
so it's like a work of art.
Oh, exactly. And here's what's so fascinating is that there are two solar eclipses per year somewhere on Earth.
Yeah.
And total solar eclipses happen like every 18 months or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's only a small location that gets to see it at any given time. So whenever a location does get to see an eclipse, it's anywhere from like 200 to 400 and something years mm-hmm. before that location will see it again.
So you'll have to live another couple of lifetimes before it comes back, right?
Or, like your fan, your friend, mm-hmm. travel for it.
Yep. That was the deal. Take a ride. Remember the story a couple of weeks ago of the lady who had a real bionic hand, or actually it was a piece of her arm that was lost. Remember? We were talking about the first robotic limb that restored completely her hand function. Somehow, this lady is 50 years old. She lost part of her right arm in an accident on a farm. It was quite a while ago. So she decided when there was a study that was available, these people who were building the bionic hand were looking for people that didn't have hands. Guess that makes good sense, right? Don't have a hand? Let's see what we can do about that. We'll give you a hand getting a hand, more or less. So they have figured out how to connect this hand to this woman's nervous system, to her skeletal system, so that now she can think just like we all do when we move our hands. I'm just doing this, no camera here, but I'm squeezing my fingers, moving around. And so she can do the same thing with this arm that is just below her elbow. This is a concept that is kind of artificial intelligence-y, I guess, matters. Well, I don't know.
Yeah.
We've just now come upon our concern about artificial intelligence. It's got to be.
There's a time and a place for AI, for sure.
Right.
There's a time and a place. And when it comes to situations like this, heck yes.
But the fact that she can use her arm comfortably and effectively in all her daily activities, and she's only 50 years old, imagine how this will change her life. And it happened that she was right-handed as well, to boot. So for people who have limb loss, now, I don't know what the financial side of it is. This is something that people are, okay, so how much does it cost? And does insurance cover it? I guarantee insurance doesn't cover it.
No, because what is it called?
Experimental.
No, well, when something's optional, like you don't necessarily need it.
Yeah.
Like one of those things it's not going to take your life if you don't have the limb.
Yeah, but I think you can make an argument in court, perhaps, that it was something that was necessary, especially if you're right-handed. So she says she's tried other prosthetics, and they were painful. And so when this one was placed on, now, it looks to me, as I kind of watch it work here, that it's attached. It's not like sometimes the prosthetic legs, you take them off.
Mm-hmm.
But this
is like a temporary thing, yeah.
Yeah, no, this is permanent, from what I can tell. Anyway, that's very, very cool. For those of you who are looking forward to skiing this winter, am I really saying this? Yes, I am in fact really saying this. There is Alps. This is, if you go north, right, the northern part of Italy, southern part of France, right in the Alps there. There is a new way to go up to the top of the mountain that does not include a lift. It's Europe's first lift-free ski resort. So what do you, teleport yourself up there? Where's Scotty? Beam me up, Scotty!
Hmm.
Nope. They charge a fee in most places to go up on the lift, right? And this is a place, it's called, by the way, Homeland. It is, you know, they're touting their environmental sustainability and all that stuff. The Alps are gorgeous in the wintertime. They really are. I've been there and never skied, but I thought, wow, what a wonderful, what a great place to live. Especially in the summertime, and you know, like the sound of music up on those hills. The hills are alive with the sound of music. Yep. Beautiful. So this is a 9,000-acre place, and they don't rely on energy-intensive lifting. They have what they call human power. They're bringing, there's a village that's sort of like halfway up the mountain, and it's on the German side of Austria. And so you can, they have a weird thing. They encourage people to use their own, it's not steep, right? So it's not not like you gotta have a lift. A lot of ski resorts around here where I am, they use, they have a path, if you will, and people go up on it together, and they sort of support each other as they go up. They hold on to a rope, and you know, but they have to take their skis off to do that.
Okay.
So
I was wondering, but I also always think of like different rope tows, where not just a rope where you're holding on to it itself and your arm keeps moving, but some places have those where you just hold on to a spot of the rope, and the rope pulls you up.
Yeah, there you go. High school marching band director quit this fall, and nobody applied for the job at Pocahontas High School in West Virginia. So they decided, the members of the band decided they had two choices. They do something else with their time, or they continue the band on their own. So they opted for the latter, and they decided, there's a young lady named Haley Fitzgerald who said, I've been in the band for 7 years. This is high school. She's a long career in high school. That's
well,
too important.
Band in general, like any middle school band.
Yeah, right, exactly. She said the people in this family are family. So the students now go in to the practice room. They practice together. They maintain a calendar of football games and other events. They collaborate with the principal of the school, and they practice on their own. They don't have a director. There's teacher shortages, I guess. Well, they're all across the country, so it's not unusual that there wouldn't be somebody there to do this. So the students decided they're going to do it themselves. So they have a student instructor, if you will. And I thought that was kind of a cool thing. Take the initiative yourself. Isn't that wonderful? Take the initiative. That's what we all need to do more of. Take the initiative. All right, yeah, so we do have to talk about what's going on in the Middle East. We'll do that in the next half hour. Right now, I would like to bring you back around to our trips to Las Vegas because there are a couple of new wrinkles that 541 Travel has touched. What I've been talking about, this two-day thing, it's actually 3 days and two nights, right? And you could not only win the 3 days and two nights to Las Vegas, but now you can win tickets to a Vegas show. All you got to do is dial that fabulous number, 800-419-3684, and you can call them right now. Right? There's nothing. It's impossible to lose on this thing, because if you just time it so that you're in the first 10 callers, you don't know how to time it, but if you find yourself being put on hold, or just call them back again in a few minutes. 800-419-DOUG. No purchase necessary. You only lose if you don't call. Right? Got it? So help yourself. If you're ready to play this game, sort of, they're ready to take care of you. All right? 800-419-3684. Have a good time. 3 days and two nights. And get tickets to the Las Vegas show. Ask them all about that when you're calling. All right. One more time with enthusiasm, Dougster. 800-419-3684.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more Straight Talk. Now you can get a Walmart Plus membership, plus not pay for it, because it's included with Straight Talk wireless plans. You get free delivery with Walmart Plus, plus a Paramount Plus subscription included, plus you pay less for gas. That's a lot of pluses.
Only Straight Talk gives you unlimited 5G data and Walmart Plus included on select plans for free.
Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Requires service on Gold or Platinum Unlimited. One offer per eligible account. Paramount Plus Essential Plan only. Separate registration required. Additional terms apply.
Oh, I love this restaurant. Glad we got a table quickly.
What does that sign say?
Caution, wet floor?
No, right next to it.
If you are 60 or older, you may be at increased risk of serious consequences from RSV, respiratory syncytial virus, compared to adults younger than 60. I didn't know that.
Not all dangers come with warning labels. Talk to your pharmacist or doctor about getting vaccinated against RSV today. RSV vaccines, including Pfizer's, are available. Learn more at bewareofrsv.com. Brought to you by Pfizer.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to now.
We're going abroad for the first time in years to Spain. So we started using Babbel.
And started learning Spanish fast.
With Babbel, you can start having conversations in another language in just 3 weeks.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
In just 3 weeks, we're starting to have conversations in Spanish.
Gracias, Babbel.
Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
Silver has
always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
After the hour now, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. It is Tuesday the 17th. Jay Kirshner has blessed us with her presence. And then we have another blessing of sorts. James Collins is at the controls in our main studio in Dallas. Now it's time for us to visit with Cher. Everybody ready? Cherilyn Sarkeesian is her name, in case you didn't know that, but Cher is a lot easier to remember. I may be one of the three people in the world that even remember. And I don't ask me why I remember her name. I just remember her name.
It's such a pretty name, Cherilyn.
It is. Yeah, it is. Anyway, she's been in Switzerland to see, well, she had been, that is, her friend Tina Turner. She has done a conversation. She has come up with something for us all to think about regarding final visits. And we all know what that is about, so we'll talk about that kind of in a sobering way after this.
Adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's SkyRizi. Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With SkyRizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months. And SkyRizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing in me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new place. Nothing is
use if allergic to SkyRizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With SkyRizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit SkyRizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
So, Cher had a visit with Tina Turner. They were friends, and so Cher has had something interesting to say about what she referred to as a parting gift. In fact, it was a real parting gift because Tina Turner gave her a pair of her high heels. Cher says, I'm not going to wear them. I just have them in my closet. And so this was when I think Tina Turner died in the spring of this year, didn't she?
Yeah. It was a few months ago. I want to say May or March. Yeah.
I think it was May. Yeah.
And they were longtime close friends. It seemed like they had the kind of friendship where it took low energy to be friends. You could just sit for hours on end doing nothing. How one of her recent visits where Tina even said that she's tired, and they were laying around, but then all of a sudden she gets this burst of energy, and they're running around the house like they were children and just laughing.
Yep. Nothing wrong with that. It is something to behold when that sort of thing happens, and it happens with people who can look ahead as much. So I'm not talking about death. Looking into, what is the legacy of somebody like Tina Turner? And the fact that she and Cher were friends. I did not ever know that they were friends like this, as a matter of fact. They met, I think, back in 1975, and they were friends from that point. As a matter of fact, I guess they were interviewed by Oprah once, and they were holding hands.
Mm-hmm.
And Oprah asked them how it felt to be getting older. And Cher said, it sucks.
I didn't realize how many health battles Tina Turner had faced until her death, when everything had come out, where there was a stroke, an organ transplant, kidney failure, cancers.
Well, when you live with somebody like Ike, as she did for a number of years, it'll create, stress creates horrible things in your body and in your reality. So isn't it nice that you have, think about this. The exercise here is for you to think about all the friends that you have and whether they're friends. I can think of three or four people that I've known most of my life, or certainly since college, and those people, they're the ones, man.
Yeah.
28 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, we've talked about this before, but I get so many questions and so many people that are frustrated saying, Warren, what type of toys are available that are safe for my pets? Pet shops are crammed with doggy toys. Many of them look like great fun, but you should check the toy over very carefully before you buy it, just as you would if you were choosing something for a baby or a small child. Can your dog chew or pull off any of the loose pieces from the toy? Can she swallow any part or all of it? If she can or might be able to, then that's not the toy for them. In fact, as you get to know each other, you'll be making some toys for yourself that you and your dog will enjoy. Here's the bottom line. I personally buy toys made in the United States. There's been a lot of recalls lately. Read the labels carefully. Find out where the toys are made. Make sure that the items used in manufacturing the toys are good. And if you have any questions, call up the manufacturer and ask the questions. After all, your pet is part of the family, and the safety of his toys should be of utmost concern to you. I'm Warren Eckstein.
I'd like to introduce you to our new sponsor, Get the Tea. Get the Tea carries all natural, non-GMO organic teas and supplements made in the USA. Get the Tea's ingredients are the purest available. My favorite is Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea is a gentle daily cleanse containing 12 herbs that, when combined, really keep things moving. I drink it every day, and my energy has never been better. I'm feeling great. Life Change Tea comes in three delicious flavors, natural, peppermint, and pomegranate. It's an easy and delicious way to keep your digestion on track. And for those on the go, try D365. D365 is life change tea in a capsule. Drink the tea or take D365 capsules and keep your digestion running smoothly. Go to getthetea.com and enter discount code USA to get 10% off any size order. That's getthetea.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. A vote for the new Speaker of the House is expected today on the Hill. House Democrat Whip Catherine Clark said the vote for Representative Jim Jordan will take place. While the GOP holds a slight majority in the House, only four votes can be lost for a Jordan win. A second vote took place after Jordan secured the nomination last Friday, with a total coming well short of 217 needed. But negotiations have been ongoing. The Vatican's top representative in the Middle East says he's willing to trade places with Israeli children held hostage by the Palestinian militant group Hamas. Cardinal Pier Battista Pizzaballa, the Latin Patriarch of Jerusalem, said yesterday that he's willing to exchange anything to bring the children home. Palestinian terrorist Hamas murdered more than 1,400 people, according to the Israeli Defense Forces. Hamas claims to be holding nearly 200 people hostage, including children. Lance Pry, USA News.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice, my mother was down with some sort of fever, people at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Good day!
Good day, sir!
Good day.
Hope you're having a good day.
Good day!
And the winner is... Everyone's a winner on the Good Day program, and you can be a winner, too. All you have to do is call us, share your thoughts. 855-999-DOUG. Take first place today. 855-999-3684 for Good Day.
If you'll just come with me, you'll see the beauty of Tuesday.
Moody's. That's Justin Hayward, who's on the lead. And therefore, we have brought you into another half hour of the Good Day program. I love this part. Crank this up, would you? James is fabulous. Sort of riff. Isn't it?
It really is.
Yeah, it really is. Clever. Clever, clever, clever. Justin Hayward has performed. There's only one member of the group, John Lodge, that's left. So the old Moody's, the two of them go out on the road, and Justin goes out by himself. But he had his birthday the other day. I think he was He's the same age as I am, if I remember correctly. And still loves to go out on the road. But, you know, he makes most of his money scoring movies. That's what he finds music for movies. And that has been a gig that he's done. He's loved doing it. I remember when he told me that story a long time ago, quite a while ago anyway. I met him at Uri Geller's wedding. And it was really fascinating to listen to him tell the stories about how people would come to him because he was a great instrumentalist. And you know, all when you like think about a movie that you've seen recently, or any movie, television, go to the movie theater, there's always music. There's always something going on. The old westerns were great for that. They built up, you know. And so that's, and it's an art in itself. It's a craft in itself. So I thought that was kind of an interesting anecdote. Doug and Jay on the Good Day program, you've got to think lucky. So here, how about this for an example? If you fall into a mud hole, check your back pocket. You might have caught a fish. Right? Gets that fish. All right, let's talk about what I don't want to talk about. There are two things I don't want to talk about. I say it right up front as the lead. I don't want to talk about who's going to be Speaker of the House, and I don't want to talk about what's going on in the Middle East, but both of those things feel like I am required to spend some quality time, if that's what you want to call it. The Lebanese, known as Hezbollah, well, they have Hezbollah in several different countries in the Middle East. They have started destroying surveillance cameras that have been on the Israeli army side of the border. As the tension obviously gets warmer and hotter and more focused, the military media arm has released a video that shows snipers shooting out surveillance cameras that were placed at a bunch of points along the Lebanese-Israeli border. There's a town called Metula that's way up north. So they're trying to prevent the army, obviously, from monitoring movements on the Lebanese side of the border. After all this, this is, what are we into this? 7, 8 days? How long has this been going on?
Seems like 7th,
October 7th. So what's the 10 days?
10?
Good God. So other than 1,400 Israeli civilians being killed and how many more, like
how many
a thousand
children?
More than that, for, and children. So Joe Biden is going over there. My question is, why? Is it just to show support? And then he's going to go to Jordan, apparently. He's going to go to Israel, then he's going to go to Jordan. The conflict could get out of hand. I suppose there's always that possibility. So how do we keep a lid on this thing, much as anything else, right? The governments, all these governments in that region have to be paralyzed just thinking about, okay, what if things get out of hand? And then I suppose people think about that all around the world. Does this net terrorist attacks in Europe, if we support the Israelis, then does that mean we're sitting ducks for some whack job that's going to come over here? Our borders are, it's very interesting because these people are trying to avoid what they have been out of, you know, using the fickle finger of fate. But the bad leadership has allowed anybody from anywhere to come into this country without being supervised.
Mm-hmm. How many terrorists can be walking among everybody? And some people, that's not with everybody. It's the whole grouping of things where some people were really trying to escape possible death and where they lived. And that's why they're trying to cross borders and risking their own lives because that was a better fate than the guaranteed death maybe that they were going to face. And with the undocumentation, again, how many terrorists could be walking among us? And then you have the whole conversation with the Middle East of, well, if you stand with Israel, then you're blind to what's been happening to the Palestinians for so many years. If you stand with Palestine, then you're anti-Semite. And none of those have to be true. Two things can be true at once. You can stand with the civilians, the innocent people dying. You can't even scroll through X without seeing people parading and either parading in celebration or showcasing the devastation, holding dead children's bodies. It's awful.
Sick. It's sick. So Anthony Blinken, the Secretary of State, has gone over there, and he told the Israelis that Joe was coming. I don't think I would have told anybody that he was coming. I think I would have, had it been me, just show up and then, you know, go look around.
But what
around
can he physically do, being over there physically? What is it that he can do? Is it just grandstanding?
It's just, well, I don't know. That's kind of a negative way. It's a strong message of support. The U.S. is behind Israel for sure, and they've pledged military support. You know, there are a lot of people in the Republican Party who don't think the Democrats are strong enough in their support for Israel. And so this is, you know, there are all kinds of motivations here. I don't want to be cynical about it, but, you know, the election, and you want to have the Jewish vote, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Joe and Netanyahu are like about as strange a pair as you could come up with. Netanyahu is way off, way, way off at Joe's radar when it comes to being friends, when it comes to being some people that think alike. They just, you know, not like that at all. It would be kind of the equivalent over here of Joe Biden being friends with Marjorie Taylor Greene. It's that extreme stuff is what Netanyahu is kind of all about. I saw Biden on 60 Minutes on Sunday night. Did you see that at all?
I did not.
He just doesn't come across, and maybe this is just old, so I don't need to repeat it. He just doesn't come across as being someone who's, you know what I mean? It's kind of between his facelift and the hair plugs, it just doesn't do it for me. And maybe I'm the only one who notices that, but and that shouldn't have anything to do with maybe that's with credibility. It just,
unless the hair plugs are too tight.
Yeah, maybe that's what it was. Maybe that's how it got drawn back. Okay, I'm being small-minded. The Israeli Defense Forces, meanwhile, say their soldiers have killed the head of General Intelligence for Hamas. An airstrike there that got across the border hit a... I think part of this bomb... Is this the bomb, or was there another one that went off to the United Nations Relief Agency warehouse? I think it was the same bombing, or certainly at the same time there was that strike.
Mm-hmm.
So the Israeli hostages in Gaza, there's more information about them. Elderly woman has Parkinson's. 60-year-old man, this is an example of who they got over there. 60-year-old man with multiple sclerosis, children with autism, all this stuff. And, of course, they're not being tended to.
Mm-hmm. Well, there were some people that were at the festival that went into a bomb shelter when Hamas started throwing some grenades inside. There was some brave human at the door who was basically catching these bombs and throwing them back and fighting off people with guns. Unfortunately,
that seems like a bad movie.
Oh, it does. And unfortunately, a lot of people lost their lives in there. But at the end of all of this, Hamas had said, anybody who can stand, please stand. And the people who could stand, some of them had their arm completely blown off, but they stood. And they were taken hostage. And it is a wonder of what kind of medical treatment, if any of them would even still be alive just based off of their injuries. And some people survived that by hiding under bodies and pretending they were dead, too, in this bomb shelter.
The one statement that Biden made on Sunday night on 60 Minutes was him saying he believes the Israelis would do everything in their power to avoid killing innocents. I believe that's true. I do not believe that's true of the Palestinians. Does that show a prejudice on my part? I think, prejudiced. But it's not the Palestinians, as you point out, Jay, so well. It's not the Palestinians who are the problem. It's Hamas. It's a sort of a political, quasi-political group. And, you know, Hezbollah is the same kind of thing. The Palestinian Authority, those are their political realities. And so, in terms of the way they're handling this, who would want, on both sides, the Palestinians were told they had to give up the land so that they could have a state for the Jews who were disenfranchised in Europe after World War II. So this was chosen by the United Nations. The Palestinians didn't have anything to say about it, and neither really did anybody else. The world body, you know, the countries around there all voted against it. The UN was kind of young then, so they didn't have the same cachet as they do today. I'm not even sure they have much cachet today. But they're at least a moderating influence. Warnings from Gaza, imminent public health crisis, water has run out. There are hundreds of thousands of displaced Palestinians. And so, you know, when Joe goes over there tomorrow, what's he going to see? Is he going to go along the border? Are they going to bring him in to see all of this stuff? I don't think that probably will be the case, but just all of that. And we can point out any number of stories, any number of circumstances that point to the humanitarian crisis. I don't like that word, so the humanitarian the circumstances. So the thing that's been most disappointing, I guess, is that most of the people on the diplomatic side have been trying to open the door, open a corridor with Egypt. But Egypt says no. And so do all of the other Arab states. So much for standing with your Arab brothers. They're not doing anything to help them. Now, does that mean they're worried if they do help them that Israel will attack them?
Well, not only that, but if they let people in, it's the same thing. If they let people in undocumented, how many are those hidden members of Hamas?
Right. Yep. Bad situation all the way around.
And it has to be some kind of, I don't want to say internal struggle. It's a struggle, but you want to help others. You want to help your brothers and sisters, but at the same time, you want to protect your own.
You know, there are a couple of different places where you can drive into Israel. I'm sorry, drive into Egypt. You know, when you go along the highway and there's a road works and they block it off with those big cement barriers, or they fix it so you go from three lanes to one. Well, that's basically what they've got. If you see the pictures from the Egyptian side, I'm sorry, from the Israeli side, into Egypt, they're on that lower end. It's not the Israeli side, it's the lower end below Israel. That's what they've done. They put those big concrete barriers there so people can't come across. Red light. That's new. Gives new meaning to the red light district. It's 48 past the hour here on Good Day.
Wendy's $3 breakfast deal is a bacon or sausage egg croissant plus small seasoned potatoes for $3. It's the breakfast that don't miss. So if you did miss Wendy's breakfast, don't imagine. Fresh cracked eggs, sizzling sausage, crispy bacon, and block out those hot, buttery, flaky croissants. Croissants don't really make a sound, but if they did, for breakfast that don't miss, Wendy's is that breakfast. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's $3 breakfast deal.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's. Select a request $3 breakfast deal to obtain discount. Not valid for a la carte combo orders.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more Straight Talk. Now you can get a Walmart Plus membership, plus not pay for it, because it's included with Straight Talk wireless plans. You get free delivery with Walmart Plus, plus a Paramount Plus subscription included. Plus, you pay less for gas. That's a lot of pluses.
Only Straight Talk gives you unlimited 5G data and Walmart Plus included on select plans for free.
Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Requires service on Gold or Platinum Unlimited. One offer per eligible account. Paramount Plus Essential Plan only. Separate registration required. Additional terms apply.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Your words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Hey, everyone, gather around.
It's time for corny jokes about passing the torch.
The team at Kurian's Welding was fused together solid.
Thanks for all the late nights and early shifts.
But double retirements mean the crew must bond with some certified new hires.
You've both gone the extra millimeter.
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates. And you can schedule and conduct virtual interviews right from the Indeed dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Now, 53 after the hour, you're used to, in this hour of the program, us going to our food, farm, and family place, and that's exactly, we like expectations, we know you like consistency, so here we have, we're at it, foodfarmfamily.com is where you find all of the bits and pieces of information. Today, we focus on, as usual, a couple of different things. The Supreme Court has rejected North Carolina's appeal in a dispute with animal rights groups over a law that's aimed at preventing undercover employees at farms and other workplaces from taking documents or recording video.
They don't want the receipts of their animal abuse. Interesting.
Yeah, well, it's interesting, the documentation stuff. Although it is, this is private stuff. So is it in the best interest of the animals? Probably. But it's also private stuff. And that would be
the Property Protection Act?
Yeah, the documentation especially. I don't know about the recording of videos. So the Supreme Court left in place a legal victory for People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, PETA, and their challenge to the state law, which has gone back about 7-8 years. PETA had wanted to conduct an undercover investigation at some of the testing laboratories at the University of North Carolina. They feared prosecution under this act that you were just talking about. So the Supreme Court, first it was the Circuit Court of Appeals, the Fourth District. They made a 2-1 decision that the law could not be enforced against PETA and likely others in similar search. You know, these things are going on all over the country. Undercover work being performed to check and see what's going on. People have a right to know about illegal and unethical conduct, says the lawyer for PETA. And, yeah, But there's also, there's kind of a fine line here. But anyway, PETA has done some good work. I think sometimes they go a little bit far, mm-hmm. but I understand the intent. And they're, the problem is, frankly, from my perspective, they don't usually know as much as they think they know. Maybe it's just a basic thing. Okay, you're mistreating animals, they need to stop. And mm-hmm. I get that. And maybe because I don't do that on my farm, it isn't something that I'm...
It's
I know other farmers.
For you, yeah.
No, but it is... I still see once in a while somebody who doesn't know anything will come onto the farm and they'll see something and they'll call some authority and have them come check it out. And it is annoying. It's a teachable moment. But, mm-hmm. you know, and I've never had to deal with PETA, frankly. I have dealt with some state authorities who understand because I'm well known now and they know what goes on the farm, so they don't take countenance to it. But still, sometimes people are well-intentioned and sometimes they're not. It's that simple.
Or if like somebody just doesn't like
they
you.
Just
so
don't
they,
like
they
me.
Cause,
exactly.
Yeah. Well, right. It's one of those things that I feel like to a degree that should be happening. That there should be some level of protection for these animals.
Yeah,
that
of course.
They are being treated in a humane way. But can't there be something or is there already something in place the way like restaurants are, like where there's an inspector that comes and they look at everything and you don't know when they are going to come? Isn't that something that should exist if it doesn't already, that it's not just some volunteer or civilian that's going in and making up their own mind based on their own judgments, but somebody who is actually employed, educated, going in and documenting this stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is, as I say, the sticky wicket. I know some farmers who have mistreated calves, for example, and cows. They just, for them, they're commodities. They're not beings. And that always gets under my skin because that's not the way I look at it. My faith, a lot of the strength that I have in my being comes from the animals that I'm around. When I, for example, this time of year, I usually go out at least once a day and chop a load of corn as feed to put into the pasture. My animals don't have, we don't have a feedlot. We have a pasture situation. So the grass, as long as it grows, is good, but I supplement, especially when there's a lot of great corn around, as there is now. So, but that's, you know, I just stand there while the cows come running around to the, it's the funniest thing, I should take a video. When I drive into the pasture with a loaded wagon, they come running from all over the place. It's like ants coming out of an anthill. They just, and it's so funny. It's so much fun to watch them. They just come charging to the wagon to the point where sometimes when I try to get the wagon out of the field after it's empty, I can't get out. Because they don't know there's full or
so
it's not.
Cute,
they hear they hear the noise. Hey, come running, man. I got to get a video of that, and then we'll share
please.
It. Yeah, right. All right, so anyway, that's a focus on. It's something that's near and dear to my heart. That's why I kind of went on it. But it's good to understand what is going on, frankly. So there you have it. Our Food Farm Family Report at foodfarmfamily.com. You can get more info. Now 59 after here on Good Day.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
I need a copy of my tax return. How do I get one?
If you don't have a copy of your original tax return, you can get a transcript of your tax return for free from the IRS. A transcript shows most line items from your return, which is usually all you need. You can order a transcript of any return filed within the past 3 years, including forms 1040, 1040A, and 1040EZ. All you need to do is go to irs.gov/transcript to order your transcript today.